Class Prophecy by Francis W. Morse, abridged typed poem for the Bath High School class of 1891, circa 1891. I, while dreaming of the future, in a vision seemed to see where the members of our class in other years will be. Oh, the changes time hath wrought, so changes everything, with the sunshine and the shadow each succeeding year doth bring. The house where once we gathered in youth's bright sunny day is now an humble grammar school. Our high school's passed away. But with its gilded dome aflame on the crest of yonder hill, the college which usurps its place is standing proudly still. Grown but a little older, with silver in his hair, our respected honored principal fills its presidential chair. On Thorn's Head, where the pine tops toss and strew the sparkling tide, with fragrant verdure there you'll see close by the riverside, a tiny cottage, and within, just by the open door, on bended knees with housewife's badge, its mistress scrubs the floor. Do you not know Hattie Ledyard? For in very truth 'tis she, a busy, bustling farmer's wife, as one might wish to see. She tells us with a look of pride of cheese and butter made, of ducks and turkey gobblers and eggs her hens have laid. As we leave, we meet returning her husband, Arthur Brown, whom has been to carry produce to yonder market town. But as he seems to linger to cool his heated brow, she promptly spurs his lagging steps. Go, Arthur, milk the cow! Above a door on Center Street, observe a unique sign, the Ladies' Misfit Parlor. Here are fabrics rich and fine. The very finest cash price is paid for silk and lace, while Edna's rent roll lengthens, Eva's bank book grows apace. Arthur Passmore, in his quiet home, heard Greeley's clarion cry. He clasped his olive to his heart and resolved to go or die. Though blessed by smiling competence till wealth his coffers fill, he finds it takes his surplus funds to buy their quinine pills. In astronomic research, in which she spends the night, on Seguin lives Alice Greenleaf as keeper of the light. But after taxing mind and brain, oh, irony of fate, she's only learned that Jupiter is in a molten state. For more of this poem, please visit the History Room.